Family members of migrants deported under a seldom-used wartime statute are pushing back against the Trump administration's claims that their loved ones were in a Venezuelan criminal gang. NPR's Sergio Martinez Beltran talked to some family members of those deported and brings us this story.
Sergio Andres.
¿Qué tal?
Juan Terán and I have been talking for more than a month now. That is because I've reported on his son, Carlos Daniel Terán, and how he was arrested by immigration agents days after President Trump started his second term. Carlos Daniel has been accused of being a member of Tren de Aragua, a Venezuelan gang recently designated by the Trump administration as a foreign terrorist group. Since then, Carlos Daniel has been detained at multiple immigration centers in Texas. But earlier this week, Terán, the dad, received a photo from his son's mother.
La mamá me acaba de pasar una foto. No sé quién le pasaría esta foto. Me parece que el hijo mío. Él es orejón.
He looks like my son, Terán says. He has big ears. I think it's him. But he's not completely sure. Yet, it's the closest he's been to finding the truth since he stopped hearing from his son several days ago. Terán believes the photo confirms what he had feared. Carlos Daniel was one of the more than 200 immigrants sent to a maximum security prison in El Salvador, despite a federal judge's order to turn the flights around.
Yo sé que mi hijo es de mente débil.
I know my son is not that mentally strong, Terán says. He must be scared. He's never gone through anything like this. NPR talked to the families of four men believed to be in El Salvador. We found that none of them had a serious criminal record in the U.S. Only one had been charged with illegal entry. Three of the four had signed their voluntary deportation orders or papers. But the White House has not provided a list of names of the people on the three flights to El Salvador. They also have not provided evidence of crimes or gang membership. Immigration and Customs Enforcement did not reply to multiple questions about four of the men sent to El Salvador. Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, was asked about this in an interview with News Nation on Wednesday.
Now, the information I had is every one of those Tren de Aragua, every one of those Venezuelans was a member of that gang. And that's who's on that flight.
But a source in the State Department says even within the department, the administration is not sharing any evidence that supports the claims that these men are Tren de Aragua. The source fears the men will never go to trial and will die in prison, given the harsh conditions in El Salvador's prisons and its track record on human rights. The source requested anonymity, fearing retribution, and because they are not authorized to speak publicly. This lack of transparency has left family members scrambling to find their loved ones. Mirelis Cacique says her family was able to identify her son, 24-year-old Francisco Javier Garcia. She says he was working as a barber in Longview, Texas, when immigration agents recently arrested him at his home.
El gobierno hablaba y decía que le iba a buscar a los peores criminales.
The government said they were going after the worst criminals, so we imagined it was going after murderers, Cacique says. NPR found no evidence Garcia has a criminal record in the U.S. Cacique says Garcia had signed his voluntary departure papers because he thought he'd be sent back home. On Saturday, he called his mom to tell her he was about to leave the detention facility in Texas. I'll be watching the planes. I know you will be on one of them, Cacique told her son. God bless you. But the flights landed in El Salvador. Now she's mad at the Trump administration and herself.
Entonces siento que fuimos ingenuos, confiamos en una gente que no respeta los derechos humanos.
We were very naive, she says. We believed the U.S. was going to respect his human rights. Now, Cacique says she prays for her son's return to Venezuela. Sergio Martinez Beltran, NPR News, Cedar Park, Texas.